Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. I appreciate you sharing your time and energy with me. I do not take it for granted. I love you. Namaste. You're going to get a ton of value from this episode. At least I hope you do. That's the intent. So enjoy. Happy Sunday. What's going on? Good morning, people. Just woke up, took a cold shower, did my energy work, the platform for the day. If you are part of our program, Energy Awareness Training, that will make sense to you. If you are not, that probably makes no sense, but it's okay. It's just a lot of breathing exercises and techniques we teach to release negativity, release drama, release what we call low vibrational energy, and move in high vibrational energy so you feel amazing. So I did that. That helps get grounded within yourself so you can go take action. Have a great day. What's up, Jacqueline? Thank you for hopping on. What's up, Shruti? Thank you for popping on here. Lots of awesome updates, exciting things. I'm super, super happy to tell you guys. Drinking some black tea. I'm going to play a song at some point. So stay tuned for that if you want to hear me play. So I've been at the studio for one day, it was till like 5 a.m, but I've been gone with my musician friend, hung out in Airbnb, stayed at another Airbnb. I was gone, like trying to work on this music part of my life. And it's very, very chaotic doing that because, you know, I'm not in control. Like for this, I'm in control. I plan exactly when I get up. I plan exactly when I, you know, roughly where I'm going to do the live streams. I'm in control of like when I want to do it. I'm in control of, you know, when I want to stop. That part's really important, but like in terms of this music thing, I'm not really in control because it's a whole teamwork, it's a whole collaboration of like multiple people, producers, you know, other artists, other guys featuring, other guys doing ad libs, you know, guys producing it, and it's basically a lot. So I have to kind of sit in the group and kind of feel out, all right, like where's this going? Are we doing something today? Like it's very messy, but it's cool. So we got a song done, and my friend, Dim, he's about to release an album called Broken Hearts Don't Shine. It's amazing. He's going to throw me on the album. We just did a song. I sent it to some of you, but I don't want to send it to many people. I don't want to get the link like accidentally leaked out, and then that really looks bad on me, and they yell at me for like, what are you doing? We didn't release it yet. So I don't want to do that, but the album's coming out very, very soon. The song is amazing, and he has two other songs that are just him, and they're bangers that are like amazing, like for sure, top of the fucking charts. It's like really, really good. Like you listen to it and you're like, holy fuck. Like I couldn't believe that he made that. I was like, wow. You know, not be attached to the money, not be attached to fame. Like I'm about gratitude. I'm about, you know, helping people, my mission. I want to end global emotional human suffering. So I got to like lock down on that when shit like that happens. I'm like, It's not about the money. But the song's amazing. Can't wait to show you guys. I'm interviewing Jack Manley today. He has 1 million subscribers. Go check him out on YouTube. Jack Manley TV. Amazing guy. Had a few interviews with him previously, but now he has 1 million subscribers. He promised he was going to come on with me once he hit 1 million. So he's a man of his word. He's going to do it, which is cool. So that's today. It should be released today as well. So you guys can listen to that on the podcast or on the audio, or excuse me, the YouTube channel, which is awesome. So I've been gone for like 4 days, and it was my cousin's birthday, so we took him paintballing. If you guys saw that on my wall, there's pictures and video. That was awesome. I got hit on my hand. You can kind of see a little bit, that's from a paintball. There's another one up here. Where is it? Right here on my thumb. I got hit there. I got hit up here. There's like a, if you guys can see it, there should be like a little mark somewhere over there. It hurts so much. Paintballs, man. Hurts. God. But it was super fun. I think he had a good time. And I kind of stayed up talking with him, playing music, hanging out with him, kind of giving him, you know, attention, one-on-one time, because it's his birthday, and I love him, and I want to see him do well in this life and be successful. And we come from a very negative, low vibrational family, a lot of abuse, a lot of fucked up things, so I want him to be successful and happy and grateful, so I wanted to give him special attention. So that's enough about updates and what's been going on. I apologize for me being gone. I apologize for not, for the breakup and consistent seeing content. Not to worry, that will be remedied now. And Liz, what's going on? Shelia, thank you. I cannot wait to look at the memes. Every day you send me amazing memes. Guys, Shelia is freaking amazing. Every day, every single day, she sends me awesome memes. And then I post them for you guys. So all the memes I'm posting, like 80% of them, Shelia. So let's clap it up for Shelia. Thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm gonna play a song and then I'm gonna dive into a topic about cleaning. And why having your house and your environment clean is huge, and how it relates to energy and why I'm not just talking out of my ass and how it actually is applicable to your life and will result in more happiness, success, better relationships, more money, etc., etc., etc. Basically, your whole life just getting better. And I hope you guys are having a freaking phenomenal Sunday, by the way. Mercy Eagle. That's an awesome name. That's like a stage name. What's up, Liz? What's happening? Let me give you a little wave real quick. Hope you guys are having a great Sunday. I've been live streaming every day, so this one's probably going to be a little, like, a little stifled. That's cool. That's cool. I'm going to keep playing. Kind of ease into it. Get more relaxed. Goodbye cold, goodbye rain, goodbye sorrow, goodbye shame. Headed out west with my headphones on, voted to fly with the song in the back of my soul. No one knows, just find out a ghost left town. California stepping down. Hello, wonder. Hello, strange. Hello, beauty. What's your name? Looking for the sun, the Neil Young, huh? After the gold rush of 1971. Just found out a ghost left town. The Queen of California stepping down. If you see her, let me know. Just don't tell me I told you so. Joni wrote blue by her house on the sea. Gotta believe there's another color waiting on me to set me free. Just found out a ghost left town. California stepping down. That is Queen of California, cover by Mr. John Mayer. Not by Mr. John Mayer. John Mayer wrote it. It's played by Mr. Dante. But really good song. You guys should go listen to it. I think John Mayer is way ahead of the times. Very, very smart and self-aware. I think self-awareness, this is not the topic, but let's dive into it real quick because I think it's a really, really good point. Self-awareness, I think, is huge. If you know how you work, if you know how you think, and relating to energy awareness training, you're able to catch yourself before you make a mistake. You're able to balance and adjust in every single moment. And that's very, very key because so often if we get caught up on a thought, if we get caught up on something that happened, we can go down this road that doesn't really make us feel good. Like it ends in like emotional suffering, problems, drama, negativity, and we don't want it. But we have to catch ourselves before we go down that road. You know what I mean? Like when you do behavior and you don't really see the domino effect in that behavior. I mean, we teach you how at energyawarenesstraining.com. There's your plug. But for most people, they just do stuff and they don't understand that it has a ripple effect. It's tied into everything because everything is energy, right? There's that quote by Tony Robbins. You know, you create life, right? Right flows from you, not to you. And that's something that we say as well, because it's true. You create your reality. Me deciding to drink this tea, how I drink the tea. Is there space? Do not upgrade my carrier settings right now, iPhone. Is there space when I drink the tea? Or am I just drinking the tea because I need to get the energy and I'm unaware, I'm unconscious? If we're deliberately choosing what we want to do, if we're conscious, if we're aware of what we're doing, then we can keep ourselves away from bullshit. We can keep ourselves away from what we call low vibrational energy. So I think self-awareness is huge. I think if you go look at John Mayer interviews, he's very, very like quick and sharp to like, he senses when the conversation is going one way, going too stagnant, going somewhere that's not productive or just not fun, right? And he will flip it. And I think that's really important. Like, as I get older, and we can actually tie this in and merge it with the topic of today's video, as I get older and the more cool people, quote-unquote, that I hang out with, meaning they just love themselves and accept themselves way more than the majority, right? Whatever that degree is, I don't know. Who cares? It's some number, right? The more I hang out with them, the more I get, the more, you know, cool people who also make a lot of money, they have a lot of status, what's important to them is having fun and laughing a lot. And they don't like people who stress them out and bring them negativity. And I noticed nobody does that in their entourage, in their crew. What's up, Sally? Thank you for coming on. Happy Sunday. Namaste. I love you. Right? The people in their crew, they do not bring them negativity. Like, ever. No, like, never. And it's crazy because in normal groups, right, you go out to a social, you know, gathering and you see a group of people talking or, you know, like, hanging out, whatever, or when you have your friends, there's usually like a caste system, right? Like, you know, maybe one person in the group, what's up, Angel? Thank you for hopping on. Maybe one person in the group doesn't really talk that much every once in a while, but their words don't really carry weight. And why don't they carry weight? That's an interesting little side thought now that I think about it. So their crew they don't let anybody bring the negativity, and they cut it off. They cut off drama. They move away from it. They're all about laughing. Or right, two sides of the coin. They're either about laughing, having fun, enjoying themselves, or putting in a disgusting amount of action. Like, action that'll make you go, fuck, they have a work, like, their work ethic is crazy. Which makes sense, because when you accept yourself and you love yourself and you're on your purpose is making you happy. So, of course, you're going to take a lot of action because it feels good to do so, and it results in your life getting better and better and better and better. But you have to be in the emotional headspace. You have to be in the energetic space to love yourself and accept yourself. And you have to, the way to get there is to release your past pain and trauma. Because when we hold on to that shit, that deep, dark stuff that nobody likes talking about, that we just stuff down and forget about, and we're like, no, don't want to address that. That is responsible for all our emotional suffering and pain. That is responsible for our insecurity and why we can't move forward in our life. Right? We have a saying at energyawarenesstraining.com, nothing changes until energy moves. The problems in your life are just surface level. If you want them all to dissolve, you change the energy, because then you're changing you're raising your vibration, because the world has to reflect what you are. Your external reflects the internal. When you raise your vibration, you get a new reality. You get a new reflection of that. And I know that's kind of metaphysical and like spirituality-ish, and to bring it to a more practical standpoint, let's take that saying, you're the average of the five people you hang out with. If you have winners in your friend group that you mainly hang out with, and you cut off all the loser people, not to say they're losers, but their behavior sucks, because it's not helping them, it's not helping you, it's bringing everybody down, it's weakening the tribe, it's weakening the pack. That's messed up. I don't want people like that. I want to help you. I want to be of value to you. I want to bring you good energy. For you, like, because I don't want to bring your life down, because I have the empathy to understand where you're coming from, and I'm like, no. Chili is awesome. I don't want to bring you any negativity. Just cool vibes. I love you. Have great days. Like, you're amazing. You know, this helped me. Maybe it'll help you. But that's the extent of it. I'm not like, this fucking happened, Chili. And like, I'm so pissed off. No. Fuck no. No. Negative. I'm only bringing laughter. I'm only bringing joy. Or bomb-ass information that is going to change your life. Or... a big zone of where I'm in now and constantly is I'm putting out posts, I'm putting out videos, because I'm trying to see what is working, what hits people. So I'm testing a lot. So a lot of the times I'll say something and put it down a couple notches to see how people react to it. So it might not actually be something I'm thinking or feeling, or it might be a piece of it, but I'm actually in a good place. I'm just seeing, like, how are you feeling? How do you react when I say this? Do you get triggered? Do you resonate with it? Do you think it's cool? Do you hate on it? Everything, how people respond tells me their state, tells me where they are energetically and emotionally. What's up, David? Thank you for hopping on, brother. I hope you're having a great Sunday, right? So now, big point, being self-aware, right? Second point, the cool people I have meet financially, have a ton of money and are also cool, because you can have a ton of money and still hate your life, but the people who actually love their life and they're on their grind, on their purpose, making things happen, helping people, they're good people, and they have a lot of money, they don't let drama come around. They don't let toxic people come around. They're very careful about who is in their group and very careful about where they choose to spend their time. Very careful. There's no question about it. No. And they're not afraid to say no. They're not afraid to have boundaries. Not because like, oh, look at me. I'm just, I have all this money and fuck you. No. Because when you think about it, that whole quote where that comes from, you're the average of the five people you hang out with, they give you energy. You're getting a piece of them when you hang out with them. Does that make sense? If you spend time with five crackheads, okay, bear with me, five hardcore drug addicts, eventually, on a long enough timeline, you're probably going to do some drugs. Just saying. Probably going to do some. Five heavy drug addicts, that's your crew you hang out with. Five heavy drug addicts. Some point, you're going to be like, oh, well, fuck. You know, I've never tried it before. Boom. And then you're done. You're in the group. They give you their vibes. If they're always complaining, you're getting some of that. And then it makes it easier for you to start complaining. It makes it easier for you not to work as hard. You let that, they fucking poison drip you. They poison you. And you don't even know it. And they don't even understand, they're not even aware. They don't have the emotional bandwidth because they're suffering and they're toxic to understand the effect they're having on you and others. They don't understand, they can't process what their behavior is doing, how it's impacting other people and themselves. They don't understand it's destructive. They can't see it. It's like they're blind. Looking for the light switch. I don't understand. I'm bumping into shit, knocking all your fucking expensive shit over. They can't see it. So it's very important that you guard your energy. You guard your space. You guard your time from people who want to fuck with it. Because if you let them in and they get a foothold, they will bring you down. Like that story, right? About the frog and the scorpion. Beautiful story. I love hearing it. It's a very short story. Illustrates a very powerful point, and it's funny. So there's a frog and a scorpion, right? Sitting on the bank. Frog's sitting there. He's just chilling, doing frog stuff. The scorpion comes up, or however, whatever sound they make. And it comes up next to the frog, and the scorpion's like, hey, I can't swim. Can you carry me across the river? And the frog's like, no, you're going to stab me. And the scorpion's like, I promise I won't. And the frog's like, I don't trust you. And the scorpion's like, I won't stab you, all right? Let's shake hands. I won't stab you. Can you please? I got somewhere to be. Please, it would be super awesome of you to carry me across this river. And the frog's like, all right, fine. So then the scorpion hops on the frog's back, and the frog's swimming across the ocean, or the little river. He's like, you know, putting his long, you know how the frogs, when they're swimming, they put their legs like this, and they go like all the way back, that weird, cool motion. So it's doing that, gets about halfway, and the scorpion stabs him in the back. And as they're going down underneath the water, the frog's like, the fuck, man? I thought you said you weren't going to stab me. And the scorpion's like, I'm sorry, I'm a scorpion. Toxic people. They don't care. They don't care that they're making your life worse. They don't care about the consequences. They don't care about the collateral damage. Because it's not that they don't care. It's not that they care. They understand and that they choose not to care. It's that because they're so toxic, they have so much pain that hasn't been processed, hasn't been healed, has not been released. They're holding on to it and they don't know how. I'm not saying fuck them. It's sad. And that's why I do what I do, because I want to help those exact people. I want them out of that pain. Because they're just like you and I, and I was in that pain. I was a toxic person. I know what that's like, to have no help, to have everyone loathe you, to repel everything and everybody, and not know why. I understand. It pisses me off. It pissed me off for a long time, but I found the key. So here I am. So point being, they're hurting so much that because they can't even feel that emotion and let it go. They can't feel your emotion. They're just trying the best they can. Unfortunately, the best they can is destructive to themselves and to others. Now, merging into the actual topic of this video, cleaning. Why is cleaning important? I should have a product here just to sell as a fucking joke. So when I go over to people who are poor, right? They're in poverty. What's up, Iva? What's going on? Thank you for hopping on, right? Or their lives are messy. It's chaos. Granted, the past 3 days of my life has been super messy. And it's very important to me to have balance. I have a schedule on when I wake up, when I go to bed, what I do. I'm working the entire time. I'm not in that morning or evening routine. In the morning, I set aside a good chunk of time, like an hour, to get grounded in myself, play the guitar, get grounded in myself, do my energy work, clear out the low vibrational energy, invite the high vibrational energy, so I feel amazing, and I'm bringing that energy into everything I'm doing throughout the day. This is very important. And when I go to bed, I'm de-stressing, reading some books, getting some knowledge, right? Relaxing, studying, watching an energy awareness training lesson. I'm going through the same program we're fucking selling. So I'm keeping up with the information. I'm going over lessons I've learned before just to hammer in the information, just to practice it. I'm releasing more trauma using a technique we teach called EPR, energetic process and release. I'm doing that in the evening, right? So my day is very structured. There's balance. It's clear. It's focused. There's clarity. It's not all over the place. I mean, in a way it is, right? I'm doing this, replying to this, but it's structured, focused chaos, if that makes sense. Right, like a laser beam. The laser beam's like all crazy, and maybe this wasn't the best analogy. Moving on. Point being, when I go over to people who are in poverty, who they're super negative, there's some things I say, right? They're super negative, they complain a lot, they're not taking a lot of action, they talk about their problems a lot, they have a lot of problems, and they're focusing on the problems, and because what you talk about, you're generating energy around, right? So I think it's okay to go to your friends and mentors, advisors, whatever, and present a problem, and you shouldn't do this all the time, you know, with them, but every now and then, you know, if you want some help, and I encourage this, if someone has a problem, they can write in, they can send me a message, they can, you know, comment, whatever. I'll respond to them and give them genuine feedback because they're looking for a solution. They want advice. I'm like, cool, you want to move up. Epic. If they're just talking about the problems and they shut down or tune out when you talk about solutions, or they get mad when you talk about solutions, they don't actually want to change. They just want to talk about the problems and generate more problems. So something I've noticed is when you go over to their house, everything is messy. The house is a mess. There's dishes stacked the fuck up. Everything's dirty. And it's not the fact that the house is the problem. It's the fact that it's a reflection of their internal. When I go over to my wealthy friend's place, who are cool, and this is a very general statement, right? This is for the majority of them who are taking massive action, because you can be cool and still have a messy life. There are definitely exceptions to the rule and specific cases. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about for the majority, when I go over to their house, it's pristine. Their life is pristine in terms of they're taking action, they know where they're going, and they don't have room for bullshit. When you're internal, when your emotions are a mess, when you have pain and trauma you're holding on to, it's a mess in here and in here, it reflects out there. Because you don't have the energy to clean. You don't have the energy to make sure everything's nice. You don't have the energy to attack your goals like a fucking, you know, I don't know, like a panther or a tank. My analogies are really weird this morning. I don't know what's going on. But you're not focused. And the lack of focus is because everything's a mess up here. Your internal reflects your external. Life flows from you. So if your internal's messy, your life is going to be messy. Change your energy, change your life. When we address what's going on in here and release the low vibrational energy and bring the high vibrational energy in, you feel good. But you have to heal, right? Because if you're holding on to that stuff still, it's gonna be destructive. We can give you like some breathing techniques, we can give you some information, but nothing's gonna really change if you're still holding on to that. So it's really important that we process that pain and get it out. Because it's in your energetic body, right? Your physical body, it's not like in you like a virus. I mean, yes, but not like a real bacteria. It's not like actual bacteria in your body that you can see. No, it's energetic. Pretend you have like, you know, your aura or a field, whatever visualization helps you the most, it's trapped in there. And your energetic body is actually located down here. This is where you keep all your emotions. So it's trapped in here. And because it's trapped in here, it's not processed. We haven't got it out. It's slowly kind of like incense, right? Pretend you have like incense right here, but like negative, toxic, disgusting incense. And every now and then, it's just releasing a little bit of this toxic smoke in your system, into your thoughts, and it generates these poisonous thoughts. You ever hang out with a toxic person, and then you start thinking like, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe this is gonna go wrong, da-da-da. And you start going in a downward fucking spiral, and you're like, what the fuck? Or Cat Williams, right? Stand-up comedian, had a hilarious bit about a tiger being in the zoo. And after a while of years of being in the zoo, the tiger starts going, am I really a tiger? I don't know. I don't feel like a tiger. Because he's in this fucking, this artificial environment. He doesn't get to roam around and be a tiger, right? You hang out with a toxic person or you don't process your pain, you start having those thoughts. Those are ridiculous thoughts. No, I think firm belief, firm knowing. I believe everyone has an amazing gift to share with the world that's going to impact people and allow them to generate an income, allow them to have their life of their dreams. And whatever that means to them, whatever their scale of happiness is for them. Some people want to make millions of dollars. Some people just want to, you know, sit in a house, have an apartment, whatever your rate, wherever you're at in the scale. I believe you have a gift that will allow you to give to the world to make it a better place, but also get you what you want and just have you enjoy your life and have it be fucking awesome. I believe that. Because my shit's mapped to that. So, like, you have your own form of that. Like, we all do. I've seen it. Where the fuck do entrepreneurs and all these people come from? Like, right? So, it's important. Like, what am I trying to tell you in this video? Like, go clean your house? That's a Band-Aid to the problem. You clean your house, it's going to get messy again. You ever see that? It's like people who make the same amount of income every single year. They eat the same thing every single year. They never change. Year to year, the same person, the same income, the same food, the same this. I don't want that. What's up, Angie? Thank you. I don't want that, right? I do not want that. I want to be constantly getting better year to year. I want each year to be like, whoa. Like, what the fuck? How did that happen? Wow. I want to be saying that at the end of each year. Wow. That was crazy. That was awesome. We did a lot. We helped a lot of people. And we had a great fucking time. Let's do it for this year. And this year. And this year. Until I die. That's the game. Because you are going to die. For sure. Promised. This is a contract we sign when we come here. So what do you want to do in that time? Do you want to hold on to your pain? Have it ruin your life? Or do you want to process it, heal it, let it go, and then dominate your life? It's funny when I hear people talk about their problems because I'm like, I'm empathetic, right? Like, I've been there. Like, I know what that's like. That fucking sucks. Maybe not. I haven't been through the exact thing you're going through, but similar shit, right? Like that quote, we're all fighting a great battle no one knows nothing about. My shit is my shit. It's very real to me. Do I have HIV? No. Do I have the bubonic plague? No. I don't know what that's like. I don't have context for that. But to me, my problems are fucking real, and they suck. Not my problems. I'm actually good. I was trying to let some of that out to kind of impress upon you what they're feeling. I'm actually good. No worries. Right? So, I'm empathetic. But I also want to laugh because it's not the problem that's the problem. It's your energy that's the problem. Your energy creates your life. So this problem is a result of your energy. So the fact we're talking about the problem is just wasting time. It's not actually productive. It's not solving anything. And it's actually making everything worse because you're bringing more attention and focus on that. And where your focus goes, energy flows. And because energy is expanding, the problem is getting worse and there's more problems being attached to that problem. Like a magnet. It's just attracting more bullshit. So let's stop talking about that. Let's change your energy. Let's heal some of the traumatic things that happened to you. Not for the sake of just fucking doing it, but because if you do it, you'll move up. You'll create the space for high vibrational energy. You'll feel good. You'll be able to connect with states like gratitude, inspiration, creativity, being at peace, being at ease. Not being weird, talking so fast, doing this, doing that. No, I gotta do this. This problem. That's a result of trauma. Low vibrational energy, trauma, which is a part of low vibrational energy, hates space. Cannot stand space. Cannot handle silences. Long silences, short silences. It's like pouring gasoline on the person and lighting them on fire. They cannot handle it. They can't. They can't. They can't. It's funny to watch. It's kind of weird. Once you kind of get into this, you're like, this person cannot, like, be quiet. Not because of, like, shut the fuck up, but, like, why can't they just be still and peaceful? Like, and not just, you should just be in a cave for the rest of your life now. Peaceful. Oh. No. Take a lot of action. I'm taking a lot, right now, taking fucking action. But I have period, like I can go quiet. I don't need to talk. I'm good. Am I perfect? I don't think we ever will be perfect. But a lot of my trauma's gone. I've healed a lot and I continue healing on a daily basis. I'm following the process. I'm getting better slowly. But it is getting better each day, little bit. That shit stacks up. Do you see how calm I am? Do you see how I'm able to go to different places, emotionally, energetically? I'm not locked in this one space of complain. My energy is expansive, it's free-flowing, it's abundant, it's happy, it's peaceful, it's calm, it's at ease. It's where I want to get you. It's important. I want to illustrate this, not just because, oh, look at me, guys, I'm so amazing, oh my God. No, because it's important to realize this silence thing, this fucking being quiet thing. It's a big deal. If you cannot hold the silence, if you can't hold the space, that's a problem. Because it means you don't have control of yourself. It means your emotions and thoughts and feelings are fucking running you. You're unconscious. and that will infect and negatively impact your life. What's up, Amy? It will bring you down. We have to be in control of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. How do you do that? You have to be in control of your energy. And we teach you how to do that. I want to keep plugging this, but you got to learn how to do that because it's very necessary. If you don't know how to do that, then everything is fucking messy, chaotic, destructive. You're just going to go down the drain. But shifting away from plugging because that just takes us out of the moment. Let's go into more of this topic of it being messy. You can't just keep cleaning the house because it's going to keep getting worse. You ever, like, I don't know if you have siblings, right? But growing up, this was always funny to me. I'm like, how the fuck does the house get messy every single day? And it never stays clean. Like, why can't we just have a system that makes it clean that we all stick to, right? Because then you have the system and then it's just done. And then you make it a habit and then it's like we just do it by second nature. Why the fuck can't we go there? Why can't we do that? And in our own lives, why can't we change? Why can't we make changes? What is that? That's so weird. We want to do this. Why can't we just do it? Isn't that a funny thing to think about? Like, what the fuck? Like, that's a weird mind trip. Because we keep self-sabotaging. We don't resonate with it. We can't have our house be clean because we don't resonate with it. We like the chaos because it's reflecting the chaos within. It has to match. It has to. It's law. It's fucking physics, metaphysics. It's law. So if you change your energy, if you move it out, and a good way to do that is just take a breath. If you want to go a step further, I want you to focus on something that pissed you off this week, made you really angry or depressed or sad, whatever, some negative emotional state. Focus on that thing. Feel it in here. Feel the sensations. Sit with it for a second. Really tune into it. I want you to visualize it now, coming up as we breathe. But I'm just going to tell you what to do, then do it with me. I want you to visualize it coming up, and then we're going to expel it loudly with that sound. Very important. Brings focus, brings us to the present moment. It's very important we do that. And we're going to visualize it moving out. You can imagine it being like a toxic black mist, whatever visualization you want. So tune into it. Bring it up with the breath. Hold it. Visualize it. We're gonna fucking spit it out. Go. I like to imagine, if you ever watched the movie Prometheus, you know the flowers, so when they go on the ship and they step on the flower and that black shit comes off the flower, that's what I imagine coming the fuck out of me. I'm breathing out that black, dusty shit. And that's all the stuff I've been holding in. Someone that irritated me, this is something that happened. This is very powerful. So it's using the 5 technique. Focus, we're focusing on what happened. We're visualizing it, so 5. Focus, intention, visualization, and then experience. So we're focusing on it. We're intending for it to come up and get out. We're visualizing it come up and coming out. And we're experiencing it after doing that. We're experiencing it leaving us. This is a big thing that we teach. If you actually get this down, this will change your fucking life. I just gave it to you for free, so please use that. It's pretty amazing. The 5 technique: focus, intention, visualization, experience. Cutting edge shit and fucking self-development. Natalie, I love you. I don't know you. I don't know if we just became friends. I haven't seen you comment before. Thank you for watching. Hope you have an amazing Sunday. Really. So, as I sip my black tea, take a second, take a pause. I never want to be rushing, right? So right now I'm in like a flow state, so it's allowing me to like talk. I'm not actually, none of my shit's scripted, by the way. None of it's scripted. I turn it on and I start talking. I want to be in this flow state to show you like I'm not in the logical space. I'm just being. I'm just at this higher form of like energy. Not that I'm better, but I mean higher in terms of there's negatives and there's positives. There's complaining, there's being pessimistic, and there's being grateful. Appreciating the things that you have in your life. Appreciating the fact you're alive. You woke up today. Many people didn't. So in that space, there's not a need to say something. There's not a need to do something. I'm just present. I'm just sharing. So informationally, content-wise, I'm giving you cool stuff. But in terms of you applying this to your life, it allows you to just enjoy your life and just be joking. Be laughing. Have your energy be light, free-flowing. Not stifled, not heavy, contracted. Oh, is the world against me? Was this? It's so funny to me when I walk out in public. Oh my God. So I went yesterday to go get new prescriptions so I can get new glasses because my little cousin broke my glasses on accident. He didn't, or maybe he did it on purpose. I don't know. Maybe he had some resentment. He's like, man, you didn't give me the computer password that day, so I'm getting you back for this one. But anyway, I went to the Nationwide, and then we ended up going to Walmart instead because we're like, wait a minute. Why am I going to go to Nationwide, pay $59 for an eye exam, and then pay $300 there for glasses, when instead I could go to Walmart, do the eye exam, don't get the dilation, because that's actually an upsell. I found this out. Don't do dilation. Don't get your pupils dilated. You don't actually need it. I'll tell you why. The reason why they dilate your pupils, right, is to see if there's anything wrong with your eyes. So you can do it if you want to check to see if your eyes are, if you have like macular degeneration or some horrible shit going on. If you have if you're seeing lots of flashes of light consistently, not every once in a while, that's normal. Consistently, like every day, you're seeing these flashes of light. That you might want to get your eyes dilated so they can check for any damage, but you don't have to do that. That's actually an upsell. So if you have glasses, if you wear glasses, this is a good thing that's going to save you tons of money. And this next part as well. So go get the eye exam, have them do the exercises with the eyes, like watch the eye. And I know we're going to get back to the topic at hand. I just want to share some side stuff that I think is valuable. So do the eye test, do the eye exam. Don't get it dilated unless you want to check for damage. And then, just get your prescription, then bounce the fuck out. Then go online and order it, because they'll give you the prescription. You can actually input it in the website. And I got my glasses coming in 7 to 14 days. I got them for like $35. So that's pretty awesome. So I'm gonna have fucking glasses again, which will be cool. I'll be able to see. Because right now it's just blurry. All right, I got to kind of lean in. I'm like, all right, that's Angie, Amy, cool. Over here, it's like, I don't know. It's fucking Zach. I don't know. So that's cool. Back to the topic. You don't want to be rushing, right? So even right there, let's analyze that real quick. Even right there at the end, I was a little rushed because I'm not perfect. I'm still healing. There's some trauma still there that's impacting me. And we're not aware of how it's impacting us, but it does impact us on every single fucking level of our life because it's energy. Everything's energy. Life is flowing from us. So if a part of us is damaged, it's affecting everything. It's weakening everything. It's weakening our entire life. It's important to heal because it makes our life more awesome. Speaking bluntly, you make more money because you bring a different energy to the workplace. You're that happy, upbeat person getting things done. But it's not a thing you do. It's not a tactic. It's who you are. You're now that person. Because you're not weighed down by emotional trauma and like, am I good enough? Feelings of self-attack, dark thoughts in your head. It's clear. It's calm. You can focus on what you want to do. And if that thing's making you happy, ideally, you don't want to be working on a job you hate. But if you have to, until you get something you can do that makes you happy, cool. Use it as a stepping stone. That's awesome. But you go to work now and you're loving your job. You have a great energy. Everything's moving on the up and up. So something tells me I should probably go check to see if Jack Manley replied to me so we can do this interview. Again, he has a million subscribers. Doing an interview with him today. Go check him out on YouTube, Jack Manley TV. He interviews people on the street, girls and guys, about hilarious topics. It's very mainstreamy. I think he's doing it in a really awesome way. I'm not talking shit on him in the least. I think it's amazing. He's a fucking awesome genius, killing it. But the things they talk about, it's very mainstreamy orientated. It's for like the masses, so to speak. It's not really, god damn, it sounds like such a shit talking thing. How am I trying to say this here? Okay. The people watching that content enjoy the content, and they're not, I guess there's a way to enjoy it where, this is a very blanket statement, but I guess the majority of the people watching it and consuming it are not awake. But, not to say that they can't be awake, or there's some of them that are awake watching it, definitely, but just go watch it. Jack Manley TV. Go watch it. You'll know what the fuck I'm talking about. I love you guys. Thank you so much for watching this live stream. I'm going to go touch base with Jack. I love you. Cannot wait for this album to drop so I can share with you this amazing fucking song. It's so fucking sick. We stayed up till 5 in the morning banging it out. There's a team of people in that room. The producer. It was amazing. More content on the way. I'm glad to be back home and working consistently. Super psyched to be back. I love you guys. Thank you so much for watching this live stream. Happy Sunday. You're gonna fucking die. Go live your life. Go be happy. Go work on yourself. Go make shit happen. I sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you didn't, then you just send me some coal for Christmas. But I hope you did. I hope you did. That was my intent. Hope you get a ton of value. I hope you had some realizations, epiphanies, and you just got value, okay? Like, your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode, and it wasn't a waste of time. I sincerely wish the most amount of happiness and success for you. Glenn and I at energyawarenesstraining.com, big plug there, energyawarenesstraining.com, we want to end global emotional human suffering. We have a product that allows you, teaches you how to heal your past pain and trauma. Put yourself in a state of happiness every single day and massive action, right? Not happiness sitting in a cave, unless you want that, unless that actually makes you happy, but massive action combined with happiness, using happiness as a foundation, a platform to then take a disgustingly awesome level of action to get the things you want in your life, to live your dreams. But coming from a place of inspiration, not desperation, having to fight through it to make it happen. So with that being said, if you're ready to change your life, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But besides that, enjoy the free content, free videos, free posts. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on this episode. You mean the world to me. I want you to just be successful and happy and just get everything you want. So keep listening. Keep engaging. I'm here for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.